What is up, guys? Welcome into Tide Talk Live. Stacy Blackwood here on the Believe Network. It's been a while since we've been able to do an episode. I'm currently in the middle of a home improvement project. My son's playing baseball, so the schedule is full right now, but do want to get out this episode today to talk about the men's basketball team who got the big win against Charleston on Friday night. Moving on to the round of 32, where they'll face Grand Canyon on Sunday night there in Spokane. So we're going to be talking about the win on Friday night, and this was a little bit of a preview of the Grand Canyon matchup. But as always, please do make sure to like, share, and subscribe to our channel today here on YouTube. We're also free and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, just wherever you find your podcast, you can find Tide Talk Live as well. But looking at this game last night against Charleston, one of the better games. Don't let the final score fool you if you didn't get a chance to watch the entire game. Alabama dominated Charleston really from about the majority of the contest. I mean, they win 109-96. So just it's a 13-point win. But, you know, when Alabama was, you know, playing real ball with all their starters and trying to win the ball game still, they were up by as many as 30 or 31 points. So with about 5 or 6 minutes left to go in the game, 8 minutes to go in the game. So just a really dominant performance for Nate Oates and the Tide. Of course, Mark Sears was just incredible. I mean, 30 points, just a phenomenal performance from Mark Sears. You know, they say that guard play wins you games in March. And you saw that last night with Mark Sears having 30, Rotsell having 17, Estrada having 13. So, you know, those guys combined for 60 points. And then you look at the effort that Alabama was able to get from the bench players. You know, Jaron Stevenson was 7. Mo Diabate with 6, Mo Wagee with 6, Nick Pringle with 5. So the bench was really important as well in the win over Charleston. They were able to shoot, you know, almost, I think, 56% from 3, going 13 of 23. The free throw shooting was not there, even though they got to the line 37 times. But an offensive clinic for Alabama. They break the record for most points in the NCAA tournament game in Alabama basketball history. So that's huge. The defense for the large majority of the game, outside the last, say, 5 minutes of the game, the defense was really solid for Alabama. So they got better. You know, Coach Oates has talked about really since mid-February when Rotsell got injured, that this team is different when Rotsell is healthy and not on a minutes restriction. And, you know, once Alabama got him back, then Griffin was out for a little while. So now that this team is kind of finally healthy and you can play those four guards with Grant Nelson at the five, this team is so tough to defend. And they space you out. They have great, you know, creators with Mark Sears, Latrell Rotsell. Rylan Griffin is able to get his shot. So this is just a really good scoring team, a great scoring team. In fact, probably the best scoring team in Alabama basketball history. With reaching 100 points, they broke the SEC record for most 100-point games in a season. So this team is just an offensive masterpiece, really. And it's led by Mark Sears, who is, you know, maybe the most underrated player in college basketball. I mean, you know, you look at a guy who just can get to the basket at will. He gets to the free throw line. He's over a 40% three-point shooter. So he is a great guard and does a great job leading this basketball program. So a great win for Alabama. Like I said, they move on to the round of 32. And they're going to draw 12 seed Grand Canyon, who was able to upset St. Mary's there on Friday night after Alabama took down Charleston. So looking at that game, Grand Canyon is going from playing one of the slower tempo teams in the country to now they're playing the fastest team in the country. So it's going to be an interesting turnaround for Grand Canyon. And don't let the name Grand Canyon fool you. Look, that team traveled. I don't know if you got a chance to see that game, but they had a ton of fans there. They're going to come out in support on Sunday night as well. So it's going to feel more like an away game probably for Alabama, because I'm pretty sure Grand Canyon fans outnumber Crimson Tide fans there in Washington. So that's the interesting part as well. But you look at this matchup, and Grand Canyon is one of those teams who, you know, they're a really balanced team. I think they're in the top 50, both offensively and defensively, according to KenPom. They get to the free throw line at a tremendous rate. They get 25% of their points from the free throw line, which is good enough for fourth in the country. So Alabama is going to have to play defense without fouling. And that, you know, this team has been known to pick up a lot of fouls, But if Alabama can defend without fouling against Grand Canyon, they're going to have a great opportunity to have success against the Antelopes. But that's going to be a lot of fun. You look at some of the important ingredients for this game for Alabama. I think if Alabama can continue to shoot the ball well from three, they're going to be tough to beat. I mean, 13 to 23, 56.5%. You can't expect that to be duplicated in the round of 32. But if they can shoot 45%, 40 to 45% as a team in this tournament from the three-point line, they're going to be tough for any team to beat them, because they're just their ability to make shots and not only make shots, but then shoot the ball well, you know, when they attack the rim. And even last night, scoring 109 points, they missed 13 free throws. So a lot of points left there on the floor. So this team is capable of putting up a lot of points. And if they can continue to shoot the ball well from three, they're going to be tough to beat. Grand Canyon, though, like I mentioned, they're a physical team. They like to get the free throw line. You know, like I said, they get 25% of their points from the free throw line. So Alabama's got to play tough defense. They got to play physical, but they got to play smart and not pick up a bunch of fouls against the Grand Canyon. Now, Grand Canyon, they've got a guy, Tyon Grant Foster. He is a dude. I mean, there's no way around it. He's averaging, you know, right around 20 points a game. 6'7" guard who can create his own shot, can make contested shots because of his length and athleticism. So Alabama's going to have to do a good job of kind of containing him and not letting him get hot, because if he gets hot, he can help keep Grand Canyon in this matchup against Alabama. Another important piece of Alabama's win against Charleston that I think needs to carry over for the remainder of this tournament for Alabama to make a deep run, it's the bench play. I mentioned the performances from Mo Wagee and Mo Diabate, where they combined for 12 points and 6 rebounds, which is huge. If you can get those two guys to combine for those numbers each and every game, this Alabama team can be dangerous. Jaren Stevenson knocked down a couple threes, which is huge for his confidence. Sam Walters knocked down a couple threes, which is huge for his confidence. So, you know, if those four guys can come off the bench and play good for Alabama, then you think about guys like Nick Pringle, who's had a lot of success in the NCAA tournament, had a massive double-double last year in the round of 64. So this team has depth. Now that they're finally healthy with Griffin and Reitzel, this team has, you know, they're 9-10 deep. And if they can continue to get performances from Mo Wagee and Jaren Stevenson and Mo Diabate and Sam Walters like they did last night against Charleston, they have a really good chance of making a deep run here in March. And finally, when you just look at this game, you got to start. It all starts and ends with the guard play for Alabama. Look, we know their defense is not great, but I think their defense is good enough if you can keep Sears, Reitzel, and Estrada healthy. That trio of guards is as good as any trio, regardless of position, in college basketball, especially the teams remaining in this tournament, which is now down to 32. But Sears, Reitzel, and Estrada, they are incredible players. They do a great job of kind of playing off one another. Reitzel is capable of going for 20 any night. Estrada's capable of going for 20 any night and putting up a triple-double even. I mean, he's so close, basically, it's seemingly every game. And then Mark Sears, just – I can't say enough about what that kid means to this Alabama basketball team and the improvement that he has made as a college basketball player. I saw a tweet last night where, as a freshman at Ohio, he shot like 25% from three. And now you look at him here at Alabama, his second year in Tuscaloosa, he's shooting almost 45% from three. So this dude has put in the work. I think they say he puts up 15,000 shots throughout the offseason. Just the work ethic, The way that he approaches the game is incredible, and he really has a chance to carry this team. He's that good. And especially with Reitzel healthy, we know what he can do. We know what Estrada can do. And you think last night, I think Grant Nelson and Rylan Griffin combined for just 12 points. So you got to think that you're going to get more from those guys moving forward as well. I mean, I think both those guys are double-digit scorers on average for the season, both around 11 or 12 points a game. So if they can get those numbers bumped up along with the depth this team has, this team has a chance to make a deep run. Now, Grand Canyon is not going to be an easy team to beat because they're physical, they're tough, they're a veteran team. They got some length to them as well at the guard position. So this is going to be a really, really fun matchup between a 4 seed and a 12 seed on Sunday night, with a chance for a Sweet 16, game again for the Crimson Tide. And Nate Oates just continues to prove his worth there in Tuscaloosa. He's coming off the recent contract extension, with a massive buyout. So this guy's in Tuscaloosa to stay. I think you could make the argument he's a top five coach in college basketball, maybe even top three. This dude has done an amazing job in Tuscaloosa and just continues to get the most out of his team. Despite their defensive deficiencies, this team is in the round of 32. So they're without question one of the top 32 teams in the country, and with a win on Sunday night against Grand Canyon, have a chance to advance to the Sweet 16 for the second time, for the second consecutive year. So just a great job from Coach Oates. They just continued to get the most out of this team. And what was really going to be, I don't want to say a rebuilding year because that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but this team has overachieved. I know defensively they're not where we would like them to be, but now that they're starting to get healthy, when Estrada, Sears, and Rotsell are healthy and playing well, this team is as good as – I mean, they can beat anybody. They can beat anybody. That includes Grand Canyon. That includes, possibly North Carolina in a potential Sweet 16 matchup. So you're looking at a team that could make a pretty deep run here in March because that trio of Estrada, Sears, and Rotsell. But really excited to see what they can do. Tip off is tomorrow night, probably around 6:45, depending on the time the game before them ends. But a lot to look forward to. We're going to be here throughout the remainder of the tournament. Hopefully Alabama can continue to win and play next weekend as well in the Sweet 16. Also, shout out to Christy Curry and the women's basketball team who beat Florida State yesterday and will play number one seed Texas on Sunday as well. So congratulations to those ladies who've had a really fantastic season for the Tide as well. But that's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe. We are on the Believe Network as well. Proud of that. Also, please jump in the comments here on YouTube. Give us your thoughts on Alabama's matchup with Grand Canyon and if you think they're going to advance to the Sweet 16. Give us a Y for yes or an N for no. And give us a Roll Tide and tell us where you're watching us from. That's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much for watching. It's been a lot of fun. Like I said, we're going to be here throughout the remainder of the tournament. Hopefully, like I said, Alabama can make a deep run. They're certainly capable of doing it, and we'll be here to cover that if they in fact do. But thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you real soon. Roll Tide.